Okay, let's call the meeting to order at 5:06. I'm going to start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so approve the minutes.
Things on the minutes.
Okay.
I have no idea how Travis spells his last name. Is that right? I always thought it was Cody.
Oh, there is an E on Travis Cody. It's not Coda, it's Cody.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's minor. That's a problem. Yeah, we'll make that correction.
And then other business, the names, right? It said the name suggested is Big Falls Eddy Park. Should we say that name was accepted by, name was chosen?
That's a name that we, in the email, it was, you know, no, because we didn't accept it because that wasn't one of them on the list. Remember, I was going to get back to her and say to her, let me bring that up. And she said that sounded great. I was going to update you on that and say that after I sent that, she says that sounds wonderful. And they thought that I got an email at some point this month and they had thought that by October or so they'd be going. Funding or something has been delayed, so it won't be until spring. But she said by it being spring, the board will be set, everything will be done early spring, and then they'll be good to go next year. Remember how they thought maybe October, but she said it didn't sound at this point that it was going to happen this year. But she was very happy with that name. I said we were looking at all the different ones, and that combination came up, and she totally, you know, she was happy with that. So that was the update with that one. Okay, so any additions or deletions that you know of? Anything else new?
I voted.
Okay. So all those in favor, you're all set. Accept them as
with those changes. Okay. With that one change.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, and no additions or adjustments, and no public comments because we're by ourselves. Water sewer department. The only thing I might say on that, Carson is in Florida picking up his kids. He'll be back tomorrow, right? Yeah. Home tomorrow, right? Probably not working, but home tomorrow. The water department here in North Troy does not have, they have just a little handheld thing that holds 10 readings at a time. And so they, every time they read so many houses, they have to write them down.
Yeah.
And it's always been a thing. In Troy, we have a handheld thing that automatically downloads them. So, and our handheld even reads 99 instead of the 10 that we use at the village.
Crazy.
I think it's 10. Mm-hmm. It may be less than 10, but it's not more than 10 that it reads each time.
And if they have to write it down, then Gloria has to hand put it into the system.
Yeah.
So the company that Troy has been using, it's a census handheld reader, is no longer being sold or used for tech support and stuff through EJ Prescott. So we're in, and it's all obsolete. The ones we have, one we have is obsolete. It's old, probably 10, 12 years old. We're in the process of getting a new one in Troy. We're finding out if it's going to be a reader that every time something's read, it's up in the cloud. So literally, I could be in my office and get them as they're read and print the bills as they read them. It's crazy. And it's all up in the cloud base. So if, you know, we're on the Nemerit cloud, you can get them. It would be a, you know, it's a programming thing with Nemerit, but it can be done very you know, not that expensive. The right. price of the machine is like $9,625, and then the programming of it. Troy is willing to share part of the cost. I don't think 100%, you know, 50-50. I'm not sure how it would work. We're going to do it anyway. If we can add two accounts to the same reader, then it would be Carson going out, you know, Steve going out a certain day, Carson going out, long as it's a different day. Mm-hmm. Derek usually does meters with them both anyway. I guess he right. lucked out this last yeah. month and didn't do any the way the schedule worked uh-huh. with him on basketball camp. But normally, so he, you know, it's never going to be a problem that they both got to have it the same day. Right. And basically, it would just save so much time and so much transposition, not reading their writing. I mean, there's just three different times that you can, right. you know, get into the transposition. Well, I'll know more of the price next month because mm-hmm. Steve is still working with a guy on it, but it sounds like something we can do. I did reach out to the programmer at NEMRIC, and Chip said, yes, there can be two different accounts put in the handheld, and then basically it would come when it comes back to me, even when it's there, it's going to be downloading onto the cloud, so it's going to be, you know, so much easier for you. It will be amazing. You know, and like they, yeah. we have almost 283. Yeah. There's only 120 in Troy, and we have this handheld. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's crazy that many, and you're writing them down. So that's one thing that maybe next month we'll have something to talk about and decide if it's something you do or don't want to do. And I'll have more of an idea of price-wise. You know, it's not going to be free. The town's right. not going to give us 100% for two reasons. It's going to cost something for the second account to be in there and the programming right. of it. But also, in all fairness, why right. would they give us the whole machine, you know? Right. But I don't know what the breakdown is. I just wanted to run that. Nothing needs to be, no motion or anything needs to be made, but it's just kind of one of those things I want to mention.
Does Steve use the same one to do Jay?
They don't read meters. That's sewer. That's sewer department.
Sewer. Okay.
Yeah, it's just the water meters. Yeah, Jay only.
I was wondering, because you'd have two accounts right there, and you'd be the third.
Yeah, no, the sewer is just flat billed. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be a lot more efficient.
Yeah, for sure. And if you can share the cost, it's yeah. perfect. And programmed all at once, and
right.
that would be
and
good.
It's more bang for your buck if you're getting two.
Yeah, and when I spoke with Chip today from NEMRIC, he's helped me and trained me different times on stuff. Mm-hmm. He said that particular unit that we're looking to buy, he's done it many, many times. He's dealt with that company. They're very good. And so that was made good. Me feel good. You know, he knew a lot about it. So that was good.
Yeah, that's good information.
Any on unfinished business? Just one thing quickly. We have, and I'm not sure the exact amount. So the Historical Society, the museum, we got a grant for $25,000 through Carol Fortier wrote a grant, and we were so lucky to get it from Vermont Preservation Trust for $25,000 to repair and paint the outside of the building, the Historical Society. The whole back wall facing Pleasant Street, mm-hmm. when he got to work on it, was totally rotten, so we had to tear all the boards out. So we had a grant for 25. The original estimate from Robert to do the work was $24,034. He ended up having to side the entire back. He's only charging for the cost of the replacing the siding and not his time for doing it. Mm-hmm. So it ended up being a total of $25,590. I believe the grant, even though we put in the estimate of 24, he sent the final invoice directly to the woman at Preservation Trust. We're assuming we're going to get the full 25,000. We do have a line item for building repairs would you guys be okay with paying the difference out of building? I mean, it's a village building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're fine. Because we have a little bit, you know, we have a small nest egg. I say small nest egg, meaning small, but the Home Alone dinners that used to happen at the church, the money left over was given to the museum, to the Historical Society. And then Ladies of St. Anne, when they stopped, gave what I believe $500. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not saying we don't have money in the fund, but it's all we've got. So if the furnace goes, we're not having to bug you guys. You know what I mean?
Right.
And heat'll be coming up soon. So if that could be a possibility, that would be great. I'll wait to hear on how much the Preservation Trust pays, and then I'll have Robert submit the balance to her to be paid, and then we'll just sign the warrant if you guys are okay with that.
Yep.
Okay.
Do we need a vote for
that? No, because we'll just sign the warrant, right?
Okay.
I believe, right? Because it hasn't come, you know, the actual amount hasn't come. I'm assuming it's going to be the $590. Yeah.
Okay.
And in new business, so highway grants. We got two different highway grants. We got one for Dominion Avenue to do ditching. I didn't bring them with me. Do you know how much those are? I don't. You don't know, and neither do I.
One was
$11,000? The one for, and the other one was $5,000, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So the $11,000 is to do Dominion, which is all the culverts all up and down there and all the ditching on both sides. It has not been ditched in over 15 years. Close to 50. There's no ditch left. There's just nothing on either side. And so that was a Better Back Road grant, because if the Better Back Road grants has to be hydrologically connected to a, you know, water source that it's dripping into. So we got that. And that is an 80-20. So they pay 80% and we pay 20% of that. The second one, I want to say, was it $5,000 I believe it was $5,000, and that was grants and aid. And that is for North J Road. They had started doing North J Road. They did the DI at the bottom of the road on your corner there,
mm-hmm.
And ditched quite a ways up.
Yep.
It's finishing the ditching up through, because our permit there that we have to do the connect, the, what do they call them? The sections of the road, they've got them broken down. I can't think of the right word. Some of them are in compliance and some aren't. So just like, you know, up Dominion wasn't in compliance because it hadn't been done. So this will finish up there. Grants and aid, they pay 90% and we pay 10. So it's, you know, they pay a little bit more than the Better Back Road does. So that is, these have to be completed, I believe, by next July and submitted by September, I believe, is the deadline for those. Don't quote me exactly when it's going to be submitted, but it's for fiscal year 25, which started July 1st this year. So it can be done anytime. If Dan can get it done this fall, you know, before winter, definitely for Dominion. Mike said in the winter it's bad. There's water that comes off the, you know, off the edge, and it's just a buildup of ice in quite a few places, because there's no place for it to be ditched. So.
Well, and the way the weather is changing, and we're getting so much rain and flooding everywhere, it's
and they'll stone the ditches the way they do now. It'll be done. Mm-hmm. It'll be done good. But we got to get Dan to do both of them. But
he's probably pretty busy right now.
He's very busy. Yeah, very busy. We do have the contracted services, though, to cover that. So that's good, because we've still got, for Village Streets and contracted, we've only spent 98 of the 35,000, so we're good. Well, that's part of the village, too. That's part of the village. Yeah, that's, but we're good. That's right. That's the winter, it's not winter
part
streets.
Of the village. We can't be paying for it.
No, I'm saying it's part of the village streets, is what I'm thinking. Winter roads is what I was thinking. Yeah. That's right, and sand and salt is separate line items, so that's right. That's broken down within two, so that makes sense. Okay. And change in tax laws. Last meeting we spoke and went through, you know, we discussed the delinquent tax sale. And so basically, we normally have a tax sale in September. I was all ready to send everything to Ashley of what would go in the tax sale. And at Bauer Gravel in Farnham. And she got back to me, and new legislation can't have, the new laws state that you can't have a tax sale until after, a year after the taxes were due.
Wow.
Yeah. And so in the case of, you know, use me as an example, if I didn't pay my taxes last year, so a year's come up and my taxes are due, well, our taxes are due every year at the same date, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, within a day or two. So like last year, the taxes are due on the 5th of November for the town.
Right.
If I had not paid my taxes on November 5th of this year, they could be sent to the attorney, you know, after that date could be sent to the attorney. By the time they warn it, search it, and do everything, it's usually close to 2 months longer. So in September, in January, you'd have a tax sale. If when they do that title search, you didn't pay your taxes for this year that were due November, they add that in.
Oh.
So it's, I don't know whose idea it was in Montpelier or whoever decided to do this, but people are going to struggle.
They're gonna have
what I'm saying is, you the only ones that are going to go, like you're not, everybody on the list that's late as of November, this year it's due on the 7th with the town meet, with the presidential election. We got to have them due on the 7th instead of the 5th because that's the day of the presidential election. Everybody that's late on the 7th won't go to tax sale.
Right.
But if you are delinquent from the prior year and it's been a year, when they do that search and they see you owe for the year that just came due, that will be added in that tax sale. Isn't that? It's horrible.
So you don't for 2 years.
So for 2 years, that's right. Yeah, we would do for 2 years and they would, you know, they would... It doesn't even make sense. It doesn't even make sense.
Mm-hmm. So I could see, like, in January, you know, maybe, say, like, if the tax sale went to February or March, like, people could get their income tax back.
Right, and see, I have a lot of people that do that, but those that do that do it every year. So they aren't delinquent 2 years, right? Because come that tax sale, like the ones that were due last year, come the they were due in November. Between January and April of this year, they paid. So they're not going to be in tax sale, right? Because they paid it back.
Is it the date that they paid, though, or the date that taxes were due?
It's the date the taxes are due. But I'm saying, so those people that did pay with their income tax this year, they're not going to be on it. They wouldn't be there anyway because they paid last year.
Yeah.
They're only due for this year, and they got to be a year late. But so it's going to make the people that don't pay it on a yearly basis pay those 2 years. And to me, it's going to be such a struggle to they have a year to redeem too, right?
Mm-hmm.
They do have that year to redeem. But it just, like, so that at that point, then 2 years later, it's going to be another vicious circle. And it's, you know, we have some that are on every single year. So instead of coming up with $4,000 or close to $5,000, one of them with the fees that you pay the attorney for the tax sale, they're going to come up with they've got to come up with $9,500 in 1 year's time. Granted, it's every 2 years, but I don't know. I don't know why they did this. It's not helping the person.
They have that year to redeem it, but if they're redeming that, they can't pay their current
tax. They can't pay their current, so it's going to happen 2 years later. They're going to be doing it again.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's just going to be a vicious cycle.
And if anything, it's going to be harder on them than it is going to be, you know, for us. But it also makes it tough. I mean, you know, not just our municipality, many municipalities. I mean, you're short that money until you get it at the tax sale. So if you can get it in September, great. Mm-hmm. You know, and we have the sale because that's, you know, you get your money back, right, for the town. But now you're waiting another, you know, 5 months. Because so you really wouldn't want to stretch it to March. I understand what you're saying, mm-hmm. but you don't really want to wait 2 more months because it might affect, you know, not, you know, it may not our municipality in particular, but some of them it would affect your borrowing. Like you can't pay it off because you're waiting for you're missing that revenue
one fiscal year into a different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're missing that.
So how does that affect water sewer charges?
So that too. So water and sewer, I believe. I believe it works the same, but I would have to ask Nick because I believe that would have to be out there more than a year. But then again, if it's out there more than a year, he's going to take everything up to date. And it's got to be paid at the tax sale.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean?
Yeah, it makes no sense. You have to wait a whole year.
Whole year to be that much farther behind.
And then you get 2 years.
Yeah. And so the village last year did not have a tax sale because Bill Davies apparently, you know, was our tax attorney. And he... I don't know. Somehow it didn't happen until it was too late, and so we missed out on the North Troy tax sale last year. So now, as you know, there's people that owe for 22 and 23 and water and sewer for 2 years, and now those same people, if they haven't paid that, they haven't paid. You know, they're not going to pay this year. If anything, they might have paid on a back year, maybe. So now they've got 4 years, 3 years and 3 years worth of water and sewer that they're, it's going to be tough for some of them. If they don't lose them in tax sale, it will be a surprise.
How does that affect the rules we have for water sewer shutoffs?
So by state statute on the shutoff, you can shut them off. You can shut them off. And you can also, by state statute on that shutoff notice, send it to tax sale at any time. It covers, you know, the wording on the shutoff covers the statute so that the town can do either or both. You know, they have the right to do either or. You know, it's hard because, you know, we have shut off many people and gotten paid back that way. But it's tough if you do it in the winter. It's tough if they can't afford to pay it. And then you have a heart and you can't just shut them off in the middle of winter. Or, you know, so I don't know. I have mixed feelings. For Troy, and I know we're not Troy, we don't have to do it the same, but Troy doesn't shut off. It goes to tax sale. You can warn them. Like we do send shut off notices saying you need to make an arrangement. And fortunately, a majority of them do, you know. But... we find it easier to put them to tax sale if they don't pay than to have them go home and have their water shut off. But I don't know what's more effective. You know, and then we've got a different bunch of residents that are on water between North Troy and Troy. And you have almost 3 times the number in North Troy that we have in Troy.
Right.
You know, over 2.5 times. You know, so I mean, that's different too if you add
in. And we have to look at if we have a loss in revenue, you know, how we handle it. because the water and sewer department have to pay their bonds on time.
That's right. Right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And if the word got out that, oh, they're not going to do anything for at least 2 years or whatever.
Right.
You know, we could be in big
trouble.
So
we can, as far as water and sewer goes, we can make that decision to do shutoffs at any time. You know, any time. We can do it now. I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm just... This is your two options, but yeah, you're right. We can't be 2 years out, so we could absolutely do shutoffs in between in a case like that.
Yeah.
But the ones that are 22, 23, and now 24 taxes that are going to come due, mm-hmm. and between the new school tax rate, you know, the higher tax rate for the school, and not knowing the new values here, you know, some of them are really going to be.
I've been worried about it, but I mean, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's tough, but mm-hmm. at the end of the day, the village has to have money to operate. And
right.
and all of us that have paid our taxes, you got to pay taxes, right? I mean, you
right.
know, it gets...
And the thing is, I mean, you know as well as I do, they have reduced significantly the amount of clerical and all the other stuff. That
oh, yes.
And the employees for the village.
Yes.
We're down bare bones.
Yeah, we're down to bare bones, absolutely.
So,
yeah, we're not overspending.
No.
No.
So you're not overspending on that.
No, that's right. Yeah,
you know,
that's
so
true.
That's, you know, we're trying to keep their taxes down.
Yep.
There are taxes, too.
That's right. Yep, that's right. But
and
we've
I don't
still.
Believe any of us have a silver spoon.
No, that's right. But you know, we have been able to pick away at a few good projects, and
yeah.
it's good for the village. You know, I think we've done
yeah.
a good job, really.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's the only thing I just wanted to make aware of was the two grants and just the change of the law. I wanted it put on there because I knew I'd come to the time and then say whoops and forget to even mention it until it's too late. Well, not too late, but still
so
after the meeting.
So question for you. I'm just trying to work through the process of this in my head. So for the water shutoff versus tax sale.
Yes.
If they got a shutoff notice... They would have to pay to
in full or make a real good arrangement is what
okay.
they do.
So that would be less money they would have to come up with versus a tax sale, right?
Absolutely. But a lot of them, you know, they have good intentions and then
right.
it just kind of, you know, right. the pink slip that says you got to pay by such and such a date or you're going to be disconnected or make a payment arrangement, you know, they come running in panicking and make a payment arrangement and make that first payment. Not all of them. Some of them do stick to their guns, but then, you know, and then it's, they didn't. Well, you know, it, and then you get into a different season, right? You know what
right.
I mean? Then all of a
Absolutely.
Sudden it's midwinter and oh my goodness, they have it. And it's like, you know, we
and
can't
get to where to shut it off.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. So I don't know, but we can, you know,
either.
We certainly do have the option. Nothing has changed as far as disconnects. So, you know, we'll do the tax sale as we'll have to review the water and sewer accounts at that time.
Yeah.
April does a tax sale. Anybody that's delinquent goes to tax sale. That's just the way it is, you know.
Yeah.
I did let her know, too, because, of course, she's not here to hear, but she's still delinquent tax collector, so... I did let her know that, so she's aware. But,
yeah, good.
But other than that, you're looking at the line items a little bit?
Yeah. So the audit, legal, that's $7,800 under general administration, is that the full audit cost?
That's, I believe I got the last bill.
Okay, because wasn't that supposed to be split between water and sewer? And
yeah, so you got $2,100 to sewer.
Yeah.
Well, she did on top of that.
And you got $2,100 to water.
$2,100. So So it cost way more than we thought it was going to cost.
How much was it altogether? Do you remember?
I can go look. It was like $10,000.
It was? Yeah. Okay.
And we must have figured about $7,000 or $8,000 maybe.
Yeah.
Because I think one bill was for $8,000 and the final bill was $2,000.
Okay. And I do think they spent more time on it this year under the circumstances of everything going on, mm-hmm. you know, and I do, you know, I can see where it would be a little bit extra if over and above previous years, just with, you know, the timing of everything needing to be done and stuff, you know.
So we still have a lot. Well, we probably didn't get billed from the village, mean from the town yet.
No.
Okay, that'll take up a bunch of that.
And out of that, out of contract, did you got to add the other 15 for sand and salt? That's out.
Yeah.
That's, you know, separated between the product and the man hours. So that is actually out of 50. There's 98.95 that's been spent.
Why is there negative signs on the bond payments on the sewer? You have like bond payment 2. The budget was 3,300 and the actual, you have minus 1,420.
427. We can look it up and see. Maybe it's
okay,
the way it got
that's
booked.
On page 4.
Same with the interest.
Well, I assume the actual, which is what was actually paid, so it should be a positive number, unless I'm totally misunderstanding the headers.
I feel like, I feel like the actual should be the third column. Or.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you add the 3,300 and the 14, you're going to get the 4,727.
Yeah. You see what she's saying?
Yeah, I think we can run them tomorrow and see what it is.
Spit that out. Okay. All right. I don't see anything that really worries me.
Because the one down below is fine.
Yeah.
The bond for the water is fine.
Yeah.
And that may be an automatic payment. Are your bonds automatic or do you have to write a check? Some of them come automatic and come out of
them. Some of them are automatic.
So what I'm thinking is, depending on when it was, maybe, you know, the credit and the debit, you credit the checkbook and debit the account. You don't debit the checkbook. You credit the checkbook. It's just backwards. Mm-hmm. So maybe it was done that way. And the statement hasn't been done yet. So you wouldn't see it at the bank that it was a minus, not a plus, not a minus.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's possible. We could be easy to look it up. I'll look that up.
Thank you for making that report, Gloria.
And she has a direction. She got it right down pat. Now.
I was in the right place. I just didn't have the right check marks.
Yeah, right. Oh, you totally were. Yeah, she was right in the right spot. It's just what to check off and not check off all the ones that are not used anymore.
This here is that account that we looked at for the library.
Yeah.
You just file that.
Yeah.
It's got these all of that kind of stuff that we might need if we ever get in there again. I just don't want to keep it in there. I thought I gave it to you last time, and I just found it sitting there.
In the file.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Have we heard anything from Deb about the dog situation or anything? Or?
No, they haven't seemed to be as bad, you know, barking as much.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure. I haven't heard anybody lately.
Yeah.
They're still working on, getting the ordinance done right.
Yeah.
And, yeah. We have our trustee select board meeting next Tuesday, and we're going to look over the ordinance again. And we met, well, you were there.
Yeah,
that's
that
right.
Was amazing. It was great.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
She knows her stuff. It's amazing what she knows.
Yeah.
Renee Falconer.
Yeah,
I
know. She's just
Sarah
amazing what she knows about animal control and the state laws and mm-hmm. amazing.
As Sarah came to vote yesterday, and she didn't seem to think it. We asked her about it, and the only comment she made was they have 6 really cute little puppies now, and the puppies don't make any noise.
Hmm. I was wondering if it was, you know, quiet because her father had passed, mm-hmm. or if, you know.
Yeah.
What was going on?
I went by, you know, to see if I could see the dogs. They haven't been mowing anywhere, so you can't see, you know, you can't really see in the yard.
Hmm.
Okay. Any other business?
No.
Okay, next meeting will be normal, I believe.
Yeah, should be.
On September, what did I just say, the other 17th? So it'd be the 10th. Yeah. Nothing's going on at that day, I don't think. No election, no nothing that's going to stop us. We will have to change. No, November's the first week, isn't it? Yep, November is the first Tuesday is the election, not the second. So we're good there. We won't have to switch that one.
Yep.
At 5 p.m. Okay, motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor, aye?
Aye.
Okay, meeting adjourned at 5:43 p.m.